Welcome to Short Take. Fred Bohle was born in Brazil and has lived in Berlin since 2010, where he also studied production at the DFFB. Fred's leading projects at 1-2 Films include the Cannes 2024 title Armand by Halfdan Ormantondo, Ira Sachs's Peter Hooja's Day, as well as new projects by Kleber Mendoza Filho, Mariam Tuzani, and Alex Camilleri, among others. Fred participated in the prestigious Puentes program in 2020, is a member of the European and German Film Academies, and sits on the DFFB's Board of Trustees. He is one of EFP's producers on the Move 2025. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
I'm not ready, but let's start.
We're diving in regardless.
I'm scared.
No, don't be. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
I would say festive, overwhelmed, mm-hmm. and bipolar.
Oh, wow. That is very, very interesting.
It's a lot of ups and downs. You need to cope with that.
Oh, man. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I watch movies. Mm-hmm. Currently, I got a new obsession.
Oh, so you're already answering the next question.
Which is playing volleyball.
Okay.
Yes. So the next question is about obsession.
Yes, exactly. It's if you have a sort of secret obsession that you're willing to share. I mean, volleyball is, it's a nice obsession, but it's...
Okay. Well, talking about obsessions, so since now volleyball is not a secret anymore.
Yes.
I'd give you another one.
Yes.
I keep researching about countries and secret sports to visit. Mm-hmm. And my YouTube algorithm keeps recommending me like travel videos, and I keep falling into that trap. And then I add new places to the list. So it's a never-ending process.
Oh, no.
I think that would be the one.
Okay, but I totally get that. What is the favorite job you've done? It can be film-related, but it doesn't have to be.
I'm sorry, a blow job. No.
I love it.
No. I'm gonna contain myself here.
Do you want me to take that out? I mean, I'll take it out, but I'd love to keep it in.
You can keep it in. No, I think my favorite job is definitely the one that I do nowadays. Yeah. Like, I love being a producer, and I'm so passionate and proud about everything that I achieved so far. So that needs to be the favorite one anyways.
True.
But you can keep the blow job.
Yes. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Exchange, mm-hmm. mutual grow and sharing, loyalty, trust, and honesty. So I really love when my friends shake me and, mm-hmm. and tell me some truth that I need to hear, and I know that, but only them can tell me. Yeah. But then I only accept if it's them telling me.
Okay. Now we're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine.
I have a specific cuisine or two, I would say. The mm-hmm. Vietnamese and then the Brazilian food, for sure. Of course. Well, surprise, surprise. And then there's one very specific one that I love. And it's one that one could really find in Aracaju, which is one city in northern eastern Brazil, mm-hmm. which is crabs. It's the full piece of the crab cooked with a very fresh sauce, mm-hmm. with tomatoes and onions, and it's very fresh, mm-hmm. and you need to crack it with a wooden hammer. Like, I can sit on the beach forever just cracking them, and because it's very slow and you could only get a little bit of the meat, mm-hmm. every two.
Yeah.
So you can really sit for hours and hours and hours, and I love doing that. So I miss doing that. I haven't done in years, but I'm going to do the end of the year when I go there again.
That's good. I'm just remembering something. We have some, from my youth, we have some old Super 8 films. And my parents and my friends used to do like dinner parties. And at that time, we were living in Jordan and Amman. And for some reason, they bought crabs and they were still alive. So they put them in the bathtub. Yeah. And you can see us kids like totally freaking out because we're, you know, we're seeing all this, these animals in the bathtub running around.
This is what I loved when I was a kid and I used to visit family in the city. And then my aunts and parents, they would buy that in the market live too.
Yeah.
And before they prepare and they put them alive into the big pot to cook as well. But we would see them like walking through the stairs outside of the house and like freaking out of seeing that. I love that.
Yeah.
Fond memories of childhood.
Definitely. Back to work. If you weren't a producer, what would you be?
Not many people know this, but actually my first studies and my first diploma was in archival sciences.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I started doing archival researches for films at that time. So I would probably go back to that. And in fact, recently I started myself a research about an incredible topic that I want to make a film about.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I learn about it, the more I want to dig deep into archives again. So it's I love that process.
Yeah. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I remember as a child, I always wanted to become invisible. And I used to play that. And then now the max I could do about this is to just try to imitate like an ostrich.
Okay.
And put my head into a hole onto the floor and try to disappear sometimes. I don't think that would be effective.
Probably not.
So, but I would say become invisible.
Okay. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory and maybe something that you saw and that, you know, moved you or that impressed you?
I find it difficult every time to go deep into the memory and just take like one situation or one film. But I have to think of when I watched Boyhood by Richard Linklater at the Berlinale. Because I didn't know what the film was about. I just went there. It was the international premiere. There was a feeling of seeing someone grow up in front of your eyes. And I was having like almost like an out-of-body experience where I could see a whole life synthesized from another sphere somehow, like I did a zoom out and I saw life. I think that was a very incredible experience that I have with film.
Yeah. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
There's this one, it's a very small book called O Caderno Rosa de Lori Lambi, which I would translate to The Pink Notebook of Lori Lambi by Hilda Hilst. It's a very funny, sensual story, but also very serious and uncomfortable to read because it's a girl talking innocently of what her uncle would do to her, or at least we think he does, but she's saying that she's liking to play too, and one that we don't know how to process that ambiguity.
Okay.
But it's a very funny one too. And then, of course, I finally read, only now that I did this film called Peter Hughes' Day by Ira Sachs, which is based on a book by Linda Rosenkrantz.
Mm-hmm.
But that book is not to find in Germany, or at least not yet.
Okay.
And only now in Sundance, when I went there with the film for the world premiere, she herself, and she's over 90 years old nowadays, she gave me that book and I read. So, I think that there was less one. But other than that, to be honest, producers usually read a lot of bad literature called scripts.
I don't know what you're talking about, Fred.
Because most of them are work in progress and therefore like kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not every day that we get to really read good stuff.
Going back to Peter Puger, I actually saw his photographs in Venice last year at the
Berlin. Oh yeah, somebody sent me pictures too.
The really, I mean, it was quite small. I think it was like three little rooms, but it was really nicely done. It was a really nice exhibition.
It's interesting because I never heard of him until Ira introduced me. And then right after, I started like going to exhibitions. And all of a sudden, I was seeing him everywhere. Like, I wasn't looking for him. For instance, I went to a Helmut Newton exhibition here in Berlin. And then there was a series of pics that Peter Huger did of Helmut and his wife.
Oh, okay.
So, and I didn't know that. And it's still there, the Museum of Photography here in Berlin. And it's popping up a lot of things. I think people are becoming more and more aware of who Huger's was. Yeah. And that's great because he's amazing.
So the next question might be a little bit tricky, but do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Can I say Snoopy?
I love that.
Because is he a hero? Because
he's a hero and an anti-hero.
Yeah, because I don't really believe in heroes. Because that implicates that there is a villain as well.
Yeah.
And that is a concept of a reductionist culture and mostly North American culture that likes to establish what's good or bad. And then that takes the nuances out of everything. So it allocates people to the one or the other side. And then there is nothing in between, needless to say, like there is no dialogue.
Yeah.
So I don't like heroes. But Snoopy would be my hero and my villain in everything.
We'll make an exception for Snoopy. What is the next, possibly German, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work here.
Well, I'm not working on any German films at the moment, so I can't name mine.
Oh, you can. I said possibly German.
Well, for my films, I really can't wait for the two next one to be finished. Calle Malaga by Banyam Tuzani with Carmen Maura, which is like the biggest honor working with that woman. And then Zaytun by Alex Camilleri, a Maltese film, beautiful one. It's almost finished. So I can't wait for those two. For the German ones, I'm very curious to watching Masha Schilling's In the Sonnenschauen in Cannes. And I also heard that Fatih Akin's Amrum is one of his most personal films. Yeah. So that also makes me curious. I think these ones.
Okay. And we're doubling up on that.
Okay.
Which German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? I mean, someone that you worked with recently or at some point or maybe going to work with?
Well, I'm going to name people that I haven't worked with yet from my observation. Yeah. Well, this one is not really like an upcoming, but I would say it's more established talent. I really admire Christian Friedel's work.
Yes.
I think he is one that's going to have a very long and respected career. It's not just now. It's a long time thing. And maybe Friedrich Hambalek, who did Was Marielle Weiß, the only German filming competition at the Berlinale this year, and Ibrahim Nashat, the director of Hollywood Gate, which is nominated for the German Film Awards now for Best Documentary. I think this guy will do more and more great stuff, I'm very sure.
Okay, thank you for the recommendations. We're pivoting again.
Okay.
What do you like most about yourself?
I'm very reliable and very sincere.
Okay. What do you dislike about yourself?
I'm way too sincere. And I should control my tongue sometimes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then I also find it very hard to just relax. So that's something that I don't like about myself.
Yeah. I get that. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
That's a tough question. I really do whatever I want and I can't regret for that.
Yeah.
I always think it's better like just trying and not having done.
Yeah.
So Sometimes I regret not going out for parties more often. Lately, I regretted not bringing more baklavas from Istanbul with me because they were too delicious and I only ate them when I actually arrived here in Berlin. So I was like, oh my God, this is too delicious. I should have brought more with me.
Definitely. I remember when I was, one time I was in Istanbul, I did a food tour. And that was just deadly for me. Because
it's dangerous. It's
so dangerous because, I mean, they try to give you like small portions, but obviously, of course, there's a lot of food. If I have food in front of me, I tend to eat it.
Exactly.
But yeah, it was really delicious. Which random thing makes you happy?
When I buy a white chocolate ice cream and it comes with big unexpected pieces of chocolate than I expected. I love that.
That is a great answer. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
There is one that I've been carrying with me for a long time because one day I found out that my name means Lord of Peace.
Mm.
And I love that so much. And it made so much sense because I always wanted to be that person. Obviously, I'm not there, but I hope I'll get close to it one day. So that's my motto. Yeah.
Okay. And we're at the last question. That's going to be very interesting what the producer answer is for this question.
Okay.
Who would play you in a film or series about your life? And what kind of film would it be? I mean, would it be a documentary? Would it be fiction?
I think my film would be fiction. Mm-hmm. And I think there is plenty of materials for that, to be honest. I would love to say Ben Whishaw.
Mm, nice choice.
Yeah, I would love to see, because I think he's incredible. And he's kind of like a little bit, well, now I'm blonde, but he could do that. Yeah. Yes, I think so. If it would be about my younger times, then I'd need to be someone that could play an awkward, shy, kind of nerdy, dreamy guy that always felt he'd never fit anywhere.
Okay.
So maybe we can AI Ben.
Mm-hmm. That could be an option. I mean, he's really the perfect cast for that.
I love that you agree. Thank you.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Fred. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I love this.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.